Well, when President Harry Truman signed the Housing Act of 1949, he said the far-reaching measure opens up the prospect of decent homes in wholesale surroundings for low-income families now living in the squalor of the slums. But the legacy of urban renewal, as it came to be known, is more complicated, and questions remain about its impact. Did the new policy wind up promoting sprawl and the rise of the suburbs? And did it promote segregation, a legacy that Kansas City and other major American cities still live with today? With us now is Michael Wells. He's the Missouri Valley Special Collections Librarian and curator of the exhibit City of Tomorrow, Kansas City's Post-War Urban Renewal, that opened at the Central Library on September 10th. And Michael, nice to have you. Welcome. Well,
thank you. Thank you for having me, Steve.
How could this be so complicated, Michael? This act provided for the construction of 810,000 housing units over 6 years and a five-year slum clearance program. Its goal, a decent home and suitable living environment for every American family. Why is its legacy so complex?
Well, I think from the beginning, some of its primary goals were a little bit compromised. It has its root sort of in the 1934 National Housing Act, which did provide a New Deal measure, which did provide some amount of low-income housing units. But the onset of World War II sort of put housing on the back burner for a time. After the war, Harry Truman is obviously president now, and he kind of wants to extend the New Deal initiatives with his Fair Deal legislation. But he had a very divided Congress to deal with. Much more Republican, conservative elected officials had come into office, and he had a hard time getting a lot of these through. He was able to get the 1949 Act, Housing Act, through.
It was the only part of his Fair Deal that got through, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was only able to successfully get that one passed. Had to make some compromises, extension of the powers of the Federal Housing Administration, as well as a promise that the new public housing units would be built by private developers rather than government employees.
So did this Housing Act of 1949, did it work or did it not?
Well, it, as you said earlier, it did set out to construct 810,000 new public housing units by 1955. It never was able to get to that number just from the beginning.
The Korean War came along and didn't help things, right?
Right, yeah. Of course, other interests pop up, and housing always sort of tends to get pushed to the rear of things. But it just kind of got attacked a lot from the onset. Real estate interests, construction interests, they liked the building aspect of the Housing Act. They did not necessarily enjoy the public housing element of it very much.
You know, there's all this talk about sprawl, all this talk about segregation, and those being sort of sidebars to what this act was about. Tell us about those two things.
Well, as far as segregation goes, at the local level, Kansas City created the Land Clearance for Redevelopment Authority. That was the sort of administrative branch of government that was in charge of approving redevelopment projects, creating urban renewal areas, but also relocating citizens. Throughout its history, it was sort of eager to take on some of that work, but was not always so great at handling the relocation of people in the urban renewal project areas. What tended to happen was that people would often get relocated only to the outside of a project area. As the project area expanded, they would need to be relocated again. They handed off a lot of the work of relocation to private real estate interests. So a lot of times people were sort of...
redlined, perhaps.
Yeah, and had to take out a new mortgage at a higher interest rate, potentially, to sort of maintain that same level of housing that they had before.
Mm-hmm.
So
it did impact the segregated nature of Kansas City and other American cities.
Well, certainly, yes, other American cities and here in Kansas City. Kansas City was already well on its way to becoming a very segregated city by this time through things like racially restrictive covenants and that sort of thing south of the city, the Country Club Plaza area. This only sort of helped that along in that you had an entire area of the city that was closed off to displaced residents from the urban renewal period. They couldn't really the only option available to them was east and southeast of the city.
How about the sprawl aspect of this act?
Well, it's funny because in a lot of ways, urban renewal, the urban renewal era is trying to fight decentralization. But it seems very confused at the same time because there's also a lot of legislation happening that seems to be accelerating decentralization. So it definitely helped that occur.
I should point out that Michael Wells will talk about the city of tomorrow on Sunday, September 18th. That's this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library, the Central Branch, 14 West 10th Street, downtown, 2 o'clock this coming Sunday. What other impact did this act have on Kansas City? What's the legacy of this act as you look around our town, Michael?
Well, I think that it definitely changed the landscape of Kansas City's downtown especially, but certainly other areas.
How so?
I always kind of use the example of the old South Humboldt neighborhood, which was formerly at the southeast corner of downtown. If you're not familiar with it, St. Mary's Church there by the Federal Building mm-hmm. was sort of right in the center of it. That was a downtown neighborhood full of businesses, hotels, restaurants, houses, apartment buildings, all kinds of things. Completely wiped away from the map. Actually, I think only St. Mary's Church was left standing when the clearing was done. So you had this city sort of before the urban renewal area that for downtown neighborhoods filled with these loyal Democratic voters that had propped up the Pendergast machine for so many years. And you kind of wonder, you look around the city today and you sort of wonder how all that was possible. You know, where did these people live? And in this time period, we see these sort of downtown neighborhoods kind of being wiped away.
Well, Michael Wells will be going into this a whole lot more on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library, the Central Branch, 14 West 10th Street downtown. He's the curator of this new exhibit, City of Tomorrow, Kansas City's Post-War Urban Renewal, that opened at the Central Library on September 10th. And Michael, so good to have you here. Appreciate you coming in.
Well, thanks again.